السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. وقد قال الله تعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and our sisters who listen over receivers, as you have read on the board, and many of you have come for the Janaza Salat, so therefore it is appropriate that we should speak something on mawt. When there is a nikah, we normally talk about nikah. So when there is a Janaza, we should talk something about death. And that is what Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh in his Ashar has very beautifully said: Jahan shadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam, ye har taraf inqilabat alam, jahan shadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaa hai tamasha nahi hai. He said that is life, that where there were marriages taking place, where people were happy, they were celebrating, there was festivity, there was entertainment, enjoyment, everybody happy, and then in that same home there is a janaza. That same person who got married, whose announcement we read about, and we had received cards for the wedding, invitation cards, then we attend the janaza salat of that same person. I'm talking general, not any specific janaza. Throughout the world this is the situation, that sometimes there is happiness, there is festivity, because there is a nikah that's going to take place. Somebody's son getting married, somebody's daughter getting married. And after some time, that same home, now there's sadness, there's grief. Why? Because that person has passed away. In those days, people used to live for a long, long time. If a person was married, 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, they lived together. But these days we know that the nikah takes place, and not long after that, in many cases, some accident takes place, or in the battle, in the war, in the bombing, in the hijacking, in the murders and killings that take place, so many people in young age, they leave this world, they go on, and then there's a janaza. So he says, Jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. The world is not a place that you give your heart to. It is indeed a world of means. So therefore we are not going to shun the usage of the means. Allah Ta'ala Himself has created the means of livelihood. So we are going to conduct businesses, we are going to marry, we are going to upbring the children, we are going to travel, we are going to plan ahead. Nothing wrong with all these things. Planning ahead is also permissible in Sharia. It's not that because we have tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala and we are so certain that death is going to take place, so therefore we must not do any kind of planning. It does not mean that. But we are not going to trust in those plans. There's going to be no trust in those plans. In our school days, childhood days, we heard, man proposes, God disposes. We didn't understand the meaning at that time. But how true it is that we have many, many plans, but it is not necessary that we will see the fulfillment of those plans. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also in this ayat, He tells us first about death, Allazi khalaq al-maut, and then hayat. Whereas first comes life and then comes death. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first mentions death, He who created death and life, so that He may test you who is the best in deeds. That is the purpose, that is the objective. Allah Ta'ala did not send man on this earth just for amusement, for fun, for play, and for racing and chasing. Nothing else in life except material gain, except name and fame. That is not what Allah Ta'ala created for. He created so that He may test us that who is the best in deeds. Again, it is not the quantity of deeds that we do that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to test. Allah Ta'ala wants to see who is the best. That means of what quality is those deeds that the person is doing. A person can be making hajj upon hajj, he can be making umrah upon umrah. But it is not necessary that it is of quality. Because if it was of quality, then the person upon his return would have been a very, very changed person. He would have been filled with taqwa, with piety. The person would have been very, very honest, very truthful. If he was owing people monies, then he would have made sure that he goes and pays back whatever is due. He would have changed his relationship with his wife, with his children, with his family, with his neighbors. So then we would have said that that was quality hajj or that was quality umrah. The person who makes namaz, it is not how much of nafil salat that the person makes. There are many people who will be making ishraq, tahajjud, awwabin and every other salat which is nafil also. But what quality is that salat of? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to see the quality. But that's another subject. But here Allah ta'ala first mentions mouth and then mentions hayat. So the person who will keep his mouth in front of him, then his hayat will come right. The person who will have his death in front of him all the time, then his hayat, his life will come right. If his death is not before him, if the person is negligent, the person is unconcerned, the person is heedless, he's not even thinking that he is going to be leaving this world any day, so then that person's hayat will also be not right, because that person will now think that he's got the freedom to do whatever he wishes to do, because he's not going to die. And shaitan and nafs, that is the whispering all the time in our hearts, that you are still going to live a very, very long time. Each and every one of us, if we have to take qasam and ask ourselves, that do we really believe that we can go any second? Then we'll say that it is a knowledge that we have, that we can leave any part of the day or night. We don't know when the angel of death can strike. We say we have that knowledge. But that yaqeen, that conviction that truly that can happen to us, then that we are not prepared to accept and believe. We can say it can happen to other people. Yes, that person suddenly in the accident he passed away. That person he was walking, he had a heart attack and collapsed and gone. That person a bomb blast and he was gone. That person he was shot in the hijacking and he's gone. We will always talk about somebody else. But we will never believe that that can happen to us also. That any time, without any announcement, the angel of death can visit us. If a person has that kind of yaqeen, then his life will come right. He will still carry on with his business. He will still marry. He will still plant gardens. And the person will still travel. He will do everything. But the conscious realization that death can come at any moment in time will prevent him from being in the wrong places at the wrong time. That person cannot be in a casino. That person cannot be in a disco. That person cannot be committing adultery and fornication. The person who truly believes that I can have a heart attack and go any time, then what will be my position? Look at the embarrassment, the shame, the disgrace, the humiliation that my family and everybody else will suffer if that has to happen in the wrong place. And it has happened, how many incidents we have heard of people dying in discos, in cinemas, in theatres, at the prostitute quarters, at escort agencies. So many things have happened, but our yaqeen is still not there. We believe that it has happened and it can happen, but it's not that it can happen to any one of us. Our life, it is guaranteed that we are going to still live for another 100 years. So this is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first mentions maut, so that the person who has his maut in front of him, his death, that any time the angel of death can visit, then he will not be caught off guard. Therefore, many a times I have mentioned in my bayans that these are not days to be negligent, because we are seeing how much is happening around us, how people are departing from this world, how visas of life are getting cancelled. Once again, zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom, zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom, aur usme tausi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. A very strange kind of visa, this visa of life. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala recalls, nobody knows. The duration of time of this visa also is unknown. All other visas we know, it's 6 months, 3 months, 1 year, whatever the visa duration. But this visa of life, the duration is unknown, when, how long it is for. And there's no question of any kind of extension also in this visa of life. Therefore, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also in the Quran verse, Quran Sharif says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an zikrillah, wa man yaf'al dhalika faulaika humul khasirun. O you who believe, don't let your riches and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And whosoever does this, then they are at great loss. They are the ones who are suffering great loss, that their children and their wealth and their properties cause them to divert from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, remembrance of Allah ta'ala does not mean that they were supposed to be sitting with tasbih in the masjid 24 hours of the day, or they had to divorce their wives, families, children, and run away from the businesses, go away onto the mountain tops or into the jungles, and that was remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. That was not remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Remembrance of Allah Ta'ala was that every moment of a person's life, there is some kind of hukam that is directed at him. Like now, it was the hukam of Jummah Salat. So therefore, we left everything else and came for Jummah Salat. So like that, there is a hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on every occasion. Sometimes it is a hukam that now you must take care of your wife and your children or your parents, whoever is sick and ailing, assist them, help them. Sometimes it is the hukam that now you must go and earn your livelihood. It must come through halal sources. It must not be from the casinos. It must not be through lotto, and it must not be through stealing, and it must not be through gambling, and it must not be through cheating. Now all that is the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the fulfillment of that hukam is the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But generally the person in attainment of material wealth, he forgets Allah Ta'ala. Then he is unconcerned from which side that wealth is coming. In the same way the children also, there are many demands of the children that the person likes to fulfill. But at that time they are diverting him from the fulfillment of a hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says that this must not happen. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes further and says, وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. The gist of which is, and spend out of that which Allah Ta'ala has given you as sustenance before the time of death comes. Then that person will say, Oh Allah, if only you had given me respite for a little more time. If only you had given me another 6 months, another 1 year, another 20 years or 50 years, then I would have spent in charity from all this wealth that you have given to me. And then I would have been from the righteous people, O Allah. Only if you gave me a few more days and a few more years, then you would have seen how I should have made tawbah from all my sins, and how I would have distanced myself from the casinos and discos, and from adultery and fornication, and from drugs and from the rave clubs, and from all these porn sites on the internet and the filth that we watch on TV. I would have given all that up over my beloved Allah. I would have been making my namaz. I would have been giving my zakat. I would have been fasting. I would have been giving charities. I would have been very kind to my parents and to my children, and very compassionate and loving to my children. I would have been fulfilling the rights of the wife, and I would have been doing everything according to your hukam. That time you would see. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. There is no question of respite. Once the time appointed has come, Allah ta'ala says, then there is no extension. Exactly the same thing is that little poetry which I just recited, in which he says, the visa of life, there is no extension to that visa of life.
کئی بار ہم نے یہ دیکھا کہ جن کا مشین بدن تھا معطر کفن تھا کئی بار ہم نے یہ دیکھا کہ جن کا مشین بدن تھا معطر کفن تھا جو قبر کوہن اس کی اکھڑی تو دیکھا نہ عضو بدن تھا نہ تارے کفن تھا.
Suddenly, young person, fit, healthy, everything going for him and he's gone. Beautiful coffin given, itar poured. But after some time you open that grave, no sign of that coffin and no sign of that body also. Therefore I have repeated this in many of my bayans, and since it is some subject that I have touched again on death and mouth, therefore my young friends, I keep on saying, and not only young friends these days, the young, the middle aged and the old aged, it seems like it's across the board Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us. This adultery, fornication and haram indulgences, it has become the scourge of our society. We are unconcerned what we are doing. And this is what the reminder is, that we don't know when death can come. So many people, you know very well yourselves in the families, amongst the friends and amongst the people in the society, so many people, husband, wife, children, all have suddenly left from this world. Suddenly. Husband and wife gone, or sometime husband, wife, two children gone, sometime husband, wife, three children or four children gone. Nobody left in the family. That house which was filled at one time, all passed away in the accident. Four of them, five of them, all gone. How many times it has happened? And I have been dealing with those cases, so therefore I can tell you some of them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us. But when the person goes away like that, because there's always this this hope, that if I am going to go, then my wife is still there who's going to sort out the problems. And if my wife goes, then I'm still there. But if the husband, wife and children gone, somebody is going to enter that home. Somebody is going to open those cupboards. Somebody is going to see what this person was indulging in and engaging in. How many of them who were seen in masjids, in namaz, and those who were sometime in first saf and in activities of deen, but when they suddenly departed from this world, and neighbors or friends or family members had to enter those homes, then filthy porn movies and other kinds of things were discovered. On the cell phones there were filthy messages that were found, or filthy things that were downloaded. So many things were found on the computer. So don't leave any kind of evidence of sins. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Sin is something that a person does accidentally. There is no question of persistence in sins. If a person is persistent, that he just enjoys sins, then there is no question of iman there. Accidentally the person got caught up in some kind of sin, then make plenty of tawbah, istighfar, and erase those numbers, erase those filthy messages, delete all that which is haram and filthy and not permissible, which was done by accident. Not that the person keeps those numbers also permanently, so that his children may get to know what dandas his father was engaged in. How many cases these type of things are happening? Take lessons now when we are hearing of sudden deaths all around. Then we must also be prepared that if the angel of death has to visit us, we must say, we were waiting for you. You are coming after so long. Whereas from long, long time we were saying,
ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. From how long we were waiting for you, everything is ready, our wills are in place, our homes are clean, our computers are clean, our cell phones are clean. We did not engage in all those filthy things on a persistent basis. Accidentally, if we got caught, then we made a lot of tawbah and istighfar. That is what we have to be taking lessons from, these type of sudden deaths that are taking place around the world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the tawfiq to understand that He has given us life for a certain period of time, and it is going to come to an end. Therefore, Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he very beautifully says, "Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Whatever you have to do, do it, because at the end of the day, there's going to be maut." I've mentioned in my bayans, that is exactly what the disbelievers say, that whatever you have to do, do it now. Don't waste time. Finally, it's going to be death. So enjoy yourself. Drink as much as you can drink. Commit as much adultery and fornication as you can. And go to as much rave clubs and dance clubs as, and night clubs as you can. Because akhir maut hai. So they also say the same thing. But when the believer says that, what he means is that whatever good deed you have the opportunity of doing, then do it now. Don't wait. After death, we don't know whether the children will really give charities on our behalf or not. We do not know how much of sawab they are going to send to us. Whilst Allah Ta'ala has given life, then we must make the best of the opportunity. And accidental sins make a lot of tawbah.
Phool mur ja gaye, chandni dal gayi, apna anjaam bhi ke gayi har kali. Phool mur ja gaye, chandni dal gayi, apna anjaam bhi ke gayi har kali. بے نشان ہو گئے ہر نشان, قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی.
The flower has withered, the beauty of the flower is gone, the full moon which was lighting up the whole night, suddenly that light of the beautiful full moon has also faded.
بے نشان ہو گئے ہر نشان.
All those beautiful faces over which we used to give our hearts. I'm not talking about wives. Love your wives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hukam is that. I'm talking about those illicit beloveds that we were giving our hearts to. Go and look at them in the grave after they have gone.
Be nisha ho gaye har nisha. Qabr mein khaak chani magar kya mili.
Go and shake up the earth on the qabr and see if you find any kind of pretty face there anymore. Go to the parks, you will see beautiful flowers there blooming. Red, blue, green, yellow, white. After some time when the flowers have withered and the petals have fallen and they have turned to dust, then shake the ground and see if there's any kind of beautiful red, green, blue there.
قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی.
So therefore we should take lessons from those sudden deaths. Our sister who has passed away, mashallah, she is very, very fortunate, very lucky. Although it was a sudden death, but on the day of Jumu'ah, a person who passes away, then according to the Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no azab of qabr at all on that person. And if that is the case, then on the day of Qiyamah also there is great hope, as Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, that Allah Ta'ala with His fazl, if He has made the person pass away on a Jumu'ah, and the person has now got no kind of azab in the qabr, the person will sleep with ease and with peace until the day of Qiyamah, then there is great hope in the fazl of Allah that Qiyamah day to Allah Ta'ala will say, that now enter into Jannat also without any reckoning. So we don't know what good deed a person does and which part of the night or day the person does it. Many a times we do not see the person outwardly. In many cases around the world it happens. A person is outwardly not seen to be very pious, very righteous, very God-fearing, some great Allah wala. But we don't know what sincere action of his there was, which Allah Ta'ala became extremely pleased with, and because of that Allah Ta'ala gave the person a Mubarak Jumu'ah death. So as long as the person had Iman, the person was making an effort in the right direction,
it is a mubarak death if the person passes away on Friday. Allah Ta'ala bless her with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala give sabr jameel ajri azim to the family members, kith and kin. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us also with the death which is mubarak. Which Allah Ta'ala must take us to Madina Tayyiba and bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba and make us a patch of the ground of Baqi, graveyard of Baqi. And if not there, then wherever it may be, we must make dua. Allah Ta'ala give us a death on Iman, and He must bless us with Jannat. May Allah remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem of the Palestinian Muslims, the Muslims in Chechnya, Bosnia, Somalia, Sudan, and throughout the world wherever the Ummah is suffering and mankind is suffering. We must make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He must remove the difficulties and pains and give everyone Hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana.